Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
I work for the Township of Teaneck. Not that it has anything to do with what I'm about to ask you, but somebody just called in about a permit, and I transferred them down. I noticed your number. Question I have for you is, do you remove oil tanks?
Yes, 100%. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Do you have, like, approximate prices? Or obviously, I know it depends on the size, but what else would be a factor into that?
It's really the location of the tank. So is it underground or above ground, the tank?
It's underground.
And where is it located on the property? Is it front, back, side?
At the back between a garage, which is separated from the house, and the back of the house.
Okay, what is the address? I'm going to try to look it up on Google real quick.
7th Street.
And that's in Teaneck?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm looking at the house right now. It looks like brick on the bottom and, you know, white on top.
Yes, aluminum siding.
Yep, so you go down the driveway on the left, and it's down. It's in the driveway or it's in the back of the house?
It's in the back of the house. If you go up that driveway toward the garage,
yep,
it's between the garage and the end of the house.
Okay.
In the grass area.
And was that tank ever filled in place, or does it have oil in it?
It has oil in it. It's still being used right now.
And what's the reason for removing it?
I'm trying to sell the house.
Okay. I have another option for you that you may want to consider. It would be a little bit more cost effective.
Okay.
We could come in there and we could probe around that tank. And if I could prove that the soil is clean, we could offer you an extended warranty that would cover you up to $150,000 in potential cleanup costs. And what we're finding is that, you know, buyers are really loving this. And, you know, it's basically like an insurance product. It's $59 a month, and it's transferable to the new owner.
Oh, okay. To be honest with you, I did have the soil tested and the tank tested back in November, and it did come up clean.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of people I understand would like rather not have the tank underground. And I was just trying to find out, you know, about how much it would be to remove it.
So the tank pole itself is about $1,600 in the backyard. That's what you'd be looking at roughly. But then you got to figure, you know, are you going to convert to gas or are you going to put a new one above ground? What are you going to do for a heating source?
I was going to leave that up to the new owners.
Yeah, the problem is you're not going to be able to sell the property like that without a heating source because they won't be able to get a mortgage without a heating source.
I got you. Okay.
You know what I mean? So now you're looking at, you could be spending close to $4,000 or $5,000 on the low end between a new tank, pulling that tank, you know, so it gets very costly. That's why I'm saying, we charge $600 to come out to sample it. We would have to do our own investigation. And once I prove that it's clean, it's basically $59 a month. I mean, that's very reasonable. And then, like I said, most buyers are okay with that because it's basically covering them up to $150,000 in loss, you know, potential losses.
Okay, but you'd have to come in and do your own survey.
Right. I would, yeah. You have to use our own equipment. You know, we charge $600 for that service, and then within 4 or 5 days, I could come out and do it, and then you know, I could then offer you the program.
Okay, and that would be $59 a month, and then the new owners could have it. It could be transferred, and they could remove it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. If they want to remove it, they can remove it. If there's any claims, you know, once they remove it, they hire us to remove it. If we remove it and find that there's a leak, then they're covered, you know, with that plan up to $150,000. So there's a small deductible, which if there's a claim, it's a $1,500 deductible, and then they'd be covered up to $150,000. So it's a very extensive coverage. It's the best type of warranty on the market right now. There are no loopholes where we don't cover our clients. We've been doing these extended warranties for years. If you check us out online, you'll see our reviews. We have over 212 Google reviews with a 4.8 rating. So, you know, if you're interested in that, I think that's your most cost-effective option. Or if you want us to pull it, we can pull it too. Like I said, you're looking at $1,600 and then roughly $2,500 to put a new tank in if you wanted to put a new tank in.
I got you. Okay. Well, thank you. Let me think about it. And I just want to make sure your number is 732-965-8265.
Yes, that's our direct line. Yep.
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Teddy.
Teddy. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.